This call is being recorded.
Along your path of your progression. They're excited about this week, and there's so many who will be with you, sharing with you, caring with you. And I call you my own. You are part of my soul family. And it has been my pleasure to lead you and to be with you for the last 2 years, but even more so this weekend. For this weekend, you will see things, hear things, know things, feel things. It will fully take you for your experience into the fifth dimensional existence. This is a weekend that we know we have new people and we have old people. We have people from all strata of life and age structures. This is a weekend for all of you to move forward with great joy and great fortitude. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to start off with, there's an echo there. I don't know if we can do anything about that. We're going to start off with a guided meditation. And it would help if people already know how to get into their Merkaba light body or light vehicle. If not, I'll describe it the best I can, and just go with it. Just use your imagination, and that'll be fine. But just allow everything to happen. Just, you know, look at this as playtime, and just experience. So now we just start off by relaxing, letting go of all of the days. Problems, difficulties. A few people had travel issues here. Now it's Memorial Day weekend, so just relax and let go. Get in touch with your breathing as you breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, gently, rhythmically. Just focus on relaxing. To help us all relax now, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax a little bit more. This is not in any form of self-hypnosis, so don't be concerned. 5, 4, relaxing, 3, go deeper and deeper, let your breath relax you, 2, and 1, nice and relaxed. And as you're breathing in now, breathe in a golden white light. And see that light moving into your bloodstream and energizing the elements of your blood. And your blood carrying those energized particles throughout your body so that your body is filling with light. Light going everywhere in your body, filling every little nook and cranny. We're going to bring in 3 different energies, one from above, one from below, from Gaia, from the earth, and one from deep within you. So the first one coming up from the earth, up through your feet, your legs, moving up into your heart center, let that energy move up. Feel the energy from the earth. Now also feel and know an energy coming down through the top of your head, like a column of light coming down through the top of your head and joining the other energy at your heart center. And a third energy from deep within you, deep into your molecular structure, as far down as you could possibly go. This is the power cell, the life force that started it all within you. And they say that if this power cell, this force could be worked with, could be contained, it could power entire cities. That's your life force itself, that power cell. So bring that energy up from the microcosm to the macrocosm, which is your physical body. Bring that up into your heart center. And the energy now that came from above, see that forming into a right side up pyramid. And the energy coming from the earth into an upside down pyramid. And if you take the two pyramids and merge them together, it forms a six-pointed star. And if it's three-dimensional, it becomes the Merkaba. You can visualize that, feel it. Then now allow that Merkaba, six-pointed star pyramid, to begin to expand and grow. So it completely has expanded outside of your physical body, where you are now encompassed or engulfed in this Merkaba light vehicle. Going to use this as a vehicle of travel now. Feel and know and see yourself sitting in this Merkaba light body. You can sit in it, you can stand in it, you can kneel in it, whatever it is. You can add instruments if you want to. Make it more like a ship, give it that 3D look, or you can just let it be what it is. And as Sue said earlier, there's a pillar of light here in this room, has been built before here, and we've just added to it. So in your Merkaba vehicle now, in your Merkaba light body, allow yourself to begin to move into this pillar of light. And if possible, as you do this, look back and see your physical body sitting there or laying there or whatever position it's in. If you can get that out-of-body experience, it helps. But if not, don't worry about it. Just visualize it. Just go with it. Let yourself now in your Merkaba begin to float up in this pillar of light. To those of you that are on the phone, you're with us now as well. No time and space. There is no disconnect here. Just know that you are also in this pillar of light from wherever you come from. And move up this pillar of light. Try to keep together as a group in your Merkaba as you move up through the roof of this building or wherever you find yourself, higher and higher up into the night sky. Moving up. To the point where you can look back down and see the earth far below you, all its beauty. Now, find yourself, please. There are ships that are coming down. Allow those ships to move down and join you, join those of you, the group here. Let these ships, know these ships. They are there. They are real. Do not be concerned. If you are not seeing them, just feel them. Just know that they are there. And allow yourselves to be brought up now with these ships, these somewhat, you might call them scout ships or personnel ships or whatever. They're smaller, you see, just as yours is smaller. And allow yourselves to be taken up with them, higher and higher and higher. Just follow them, follow these as your guides, and continue to move up into the farther reaches of the solar system. And continue on, and you will come to what you would maybe call a mothership. It is more than just a mothership. It is the New Jerusalem. It is immense. Do you see it there? It is immense. It is spread out far and wide. Now, this is where we would have some participation. We always like to have participation here to know what you are experiencing. So anybody would be brave enough here to say what they are seeing, please. Wonderful. We're going to move on to someone else here. You see how it goes now. Those of you, can anyone else share with us, please? Speak up, please, louder. Very good. Someone else here, please.
I saw initially that I was being taken up a swirl of blue and pink, intermingled with very identifiable. And it would be like, I went right into that. And it became like a massive area of crystal buildings and green grass and the green, it's like it covered. It wasn't just laid flat, you know, the green was. It was energy that was moving. And I wasn't aware of any enclosure at all. And it just went on forever. And it was just awesome. I'm just sitting here in Minnesota. I'm still, I'm just looking back at it. It's just, you know, I don't know where to go or what to do. So I'm just enjoying the view.
Very good. Anyone else here? There is someone speaking here from the phone here. Yes?
That's what I'm experiencing.
And what did you, we do not understand what you just gave here.
That's just what's coming through me. That's what I'm feeling, an overwhelmingness.
Ah, yes. Now I understand. You are speaking in tongues here. You are having a different language coming through here. You're speaking more of your, what you would call your ancient language that you hail from.
Yes.
You know what we speak of here.
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. It triggered something here for you. Now, we would say to all of you here, all of you may not experience this quite so visually as some of these have, but it can trigger this for all of you because everyone that is participating in this particular exercise, you have all been on this ship before. You have all been on the New Jerusalem before. This is almost like coming home in some respects because this is where you come from. Not so much this particular ship, but you come from this understanding here that these ships are not at all what those here at the three-dimensional level would even begin to understand what these ships could be. They are pure consciousness. They interact with the ones that are in them. And those that are in them interact with the ship, and the ship interacts with them. It is consciousness working together, connected. And all of this is for your benefit. Meaning those who are on the ship, it is for their benefit. It works together. Now, this is something that is going to be in the future. You are all going to have experiences somewhat similar to this and some different ones. Some of you will go to other ships. Some of you will find yourselves on ships that you hail from directly. Some of you will find that your multidimensional selves are commanders on some of these ships, and you are just rejoining those parts of yourself. There is so much you are going to experience, but our attempt here is just to begin to acquaint you to the enormity of what is coming, what is going to be happening here with you. And with all of you are going to have these amazing, wonderful experiences. As the vibrations continue, as you continue raising your vibrations, you see, if you were able to, at this time, and some of you already have, we are finding, have raised your vibration to experience this in the higher levels now, then you can have what has already been explained here or shared here, especially that one that had the experience of the language here. It is a remembrance. And you all have these remembrances. You are all going to have them at various times. It is not so much that if you do not have it now, do not be concerned. This is just to acquaint you. But each one of you are going to have experiences where your memories are going to begin to return to you. This is coming. This is part of the third wave as it comes. And you are going to have many types of experiences, many types of symptoms that you have been having are going to disappear. You are not going to have the aches and pains that some of you have gone through here to move into this level. You are going to experience the lessening of much of this. Because again, as we speak here and have many times spoken, as you are moving into these higher vibrations, there is nothing that can affect you. So you are going to have wonderful experiences, but yet there may still be some times of consternation, times of a bit of travail here and there, because it can be at times a little bit of a rocky road here to travel. And you are going to move through this, though, because of who you are. You each one are special here. You have volunteered for this. You have made it through all that you have come through. And you have reached the end, or as Ananda has said many times, the finish line. This is it, people. You are coming to it. And now we are going to return to the ship here, continue to go on your trip, and we're going to describe some things to you as well. As this one who said there are 12 levels, there are more than 12 levels. These are just the levels that you are experiencing from a three-dimensional understanding. But if you are in the higher vibrations, there are many more levels, and levels upon levels, and levels within levels. You see, it is not just a 3D look. It is a 4D, a 5D, a 6, a 7, etc. You see? So what you think of as levels, there are many, many levels within those levels as well. It is enormous, this particular ship. This is one of the larger ships. There are even larger ones, though, than this. But this is the command ship of Ashtar and Sananda. And they basically can say they command from the ship, from this particular ship. There are many ships, and you have seen some of those that came to greet you. They come from this great mother ship here. And there is so much more of all of these levels. There are living quarters, and there are places, as one said, that those from a three-dimensional or four-dimensional can find themselves at home here. And those at 5D and 6 can find themselves at home here. It is for everyone, you see. So, and again, to speak about the consciousness, this is what is going to define, you might say, your space program as it grows and grows. After disclosure, after the galactics have made themselves known, they're going to show you this technology of consciousness. And consciousness will work with you and you with that consciousness. So the devices that you are going to come in contact with are consciousness within themselves. So they will interact directly with you. Can you imagine if you are working with a particular type of device and it has consciousness, and it can directly communicate with you and you with it. So you can tell it exactly what you want, and it will create that for you, and it will not even have to hear it from you. It will be telepathically communicated simply from your thoughts. So your thoughts will go directly to creating all of this. You will even come to the point where you are able to use your thought and create your own ship here, just as you are doing with this Merkaba. This is just a small example of a consciousness ship, you see? So allow yourselves now to roam here. Roam and experience and grow with this. As you move through this ship, as you move through the various levels that you can go on, there are levels that you are not able to ascend to yet here. But the ones that you can are available to you. And just move through them and see where all the animals are and see the plants, the agriculture that is here. See the what you might even call movie theaters everywhere. And see the, someone said swimming pools. Yes, and oceans. Does anyone see the ocean here? There is an ocean here, people. You see? No, you are not wrong. Waves and everything. You want to go surfing? You can go wave surfing here. See? You don't have to worry about sharks or anything of this nature. See? It is a brave new world, a new golden age you are moving into. You have been held so far back from the possibilities here. But as you know, that is all ending. And you always say then within yourself, well, then end it, will you? But you know that we cannot end it. Although we would wish to, we would love to say, okay, it's over and they're done and that's it. But we know we cannot do that. We can only do what you are enabling or allowing us to do. And even though you say, well, come on and do it all for us, we cannot do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. But we will nudge and push and sometimes even try to pound it into your head to move you along here. But it must be you, those of the collective here, the collective consciousness of this planet, which incidentally has chosen full disclosure here. There is not going to be any partial disclosure. That is not going to happen. Sananda has said that is not going to happen. Ashtar has said that is not going to happen. Archangel Michael has said that's not going to happen. So I think those are three pretty big ones that I think we can follow their understanding here. It is not going to happen. There will be full disclosure. There will be everything that you have been hearing where all of these announcements will come out and all of this. So be patient a little while longer, okay? Now, again, as you are hopefully still moving through the ship, still having experiences, we want you to fully experience everything. And if you are thinking there's like, as Cynthia said, she thought there was an ocean there, but she didn't know if it was real. It's real. You see? Whatever you are seeing, it's real. It's real for you. It may not be real for the next person here, but it is real for you. Because, again, it is consciousness. You want an ocean? An ocean is there. You want a beach? A beach is there. You want swimming pools? They're there. You want a dance floor? It's there. You see? You can just create it. And each one that comes on a ship such as this does their own creations. And some of these creations that they have created continue on. See? That is just how it works. Everyone comes on and adds to the ones before. And then the new ones come on. It is the same thing that will happen here in your new golden age, in the fifth dimension here. Just as you have created the world that you are in now, sometimes not so great, you would say, but just as you have created this world, this 3D illusion, you are going to create the 5D. In some ways, yes, an illusion still, but you are going to create this just from your thoughts. And you will create from your thoughts, and your friend next to you will create from their thoughts, and the next one will create from their thoughts. And pretty soon you have an entire city created this way. You see? And then everything within that city is created this way. And then more cities.
and more areas to explore and have fun and enjoy. Now we will let you just roam a little bit more without us speaking, just continue on with your journey. You may have a guide with you at this point. They may have joined with you, maybe not, but that is okay. Just let yourself move through this ship, see all that is available. And yes, you can touch things. This is not a don't touch type of thing. Touch anything you want. Put your hand into the walls. See your hand meld into the walls. If anyone has already done that, you see. Yes. Yes. You can sleep standing up or laying down or upside down if you want. That's just up to you. Yes. Yeah, you are using your imagination. Good. We can probably say, though, whatever you have imagined here, someone has already done it here as well. Yes? Anyone else wish to share a little bit more? But not understand that. Mambo juice.
Mango.
Mango juice. Yes. Would be good, no? Now I bet you are thinking, would this be wonderful to add a little bit of alcohol to? No, do not be afraid. Imagine this. Imagine this. Eating whatever you want, drinking whatever you want, and not having it affect you. See? And also, if you don't want to drink or if you don't want to eat, you don't have to do that either. But I can tell you this, we have lots of parties. And just as they are on the 3D world that you are on, and we are on at some points too, just as this is, we also have many gatherings, many, many gatherings, and many of the time they are around food of various types. You think you have buffets and smorgasbords? You haven't seen anything yet. Because again, imagine creating whatever you want on that smorgasbord. And then as you are eating it, knowing that there is no weight being put on you. You can do anything you want. Fly, jump, dance, spin, do somersaults.
I'd like to share that I just said my whole body, it just like came apart, like I just bursted out of a cocoon and this whole other expression of myself just came forth, and it's flying and dancing and twirling, but the physical body that I was in the Merkaba with, it just fell away, and there's a whole
yes.
other me.
Yes, but I have news for you. You are not in your physical body in your Merkaba. You are not in your physical body. Your physical body is still sitting way back down there.
Well, it looks like
your astral
body.
Or even your etheric body.
Yes. It just
yes.
opened up and another one expression of the self came out.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. And this is what we are going to do more of in a totally different way, though, on the Sunday time here, in the conclusion here.
where you are going to go across the rainbow bridge and meet your higher God self. But in order to do that, you have to move through the various bodies that you have and move into the next higher dimension with the body that can be had in that higher dimension. So this is what is coming. As well as tomorrow evening, we are going to introduce the eternal flame to some of you. Some of you already know of it. Some of you are going to experience it for the first time in your 3D understanding, although you have all been with this eternal flame before. And we will give you understandings of this, as well as you will bathe in this eternal flame. And it is a healing flame, people. Just giving you a hint. Those of you that have maladies of any kind, get ready, because this is a healing experience, if you allow it. And that is important here. There must be belief. Believe and you will see. Okay? We are ready now to bring you back. So wherever you are now, if you've left your Merkaba, some of you have, that is okay. Go back now to your Merkaba. Get back in your little ships. And begin to move back from this great ship, these other smaller ships, the scout ships, if you wish to call them that, are guiding you back now, back down to your pillar of light. And you should be able to right now begin to see the earth again, deep, far down below you, and begin to move down through the pillar of light. Down, 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 back down to your physical bodies. But this time, we wish for you to bring your Merkaba-light vehicle back in with you. In the past, we have said, leave it outside of you. Park it outside. Now we're telling you to merge it, to bring it into your body and merge with your Merkaba-light body. Feel it all around you now. Feel it around your physical body as you are returning to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Feel the Merkaba still around you, still a part of you. It is you. Everyone back? We would like now to ask if there are any questions or if anyone wishes to share anything further here from this experience, any insight that you might have had, share with the rest of the group. Are you ready to start creating things yet? My dear sister Vidya, you have been creating from the word go. From the time you were a little baby, you have been creating. From the time, before this lifetime, you were creating. You see, you have been creating your entire existence, every moment of your life, every thought of your life has created your life in front of you. So yes, you are creating. But the difference here is as you are raising in vibration, your creations are taking on more quicker meaning or coming into manifestation faster here. Many of you are noticing this. Many of you are noticing, I have had a thought, I've had a vision, and it is happening. You see, this is again moving beyond the veil. So yes, you are creating. Continue to create. And create whatever life you want. You want to be back up on that ship?
in your more of your physical body, although not cannot be your physical body as you have it now. It will be altered. But create it. Create being back up there. Create being into hollow earth. Create all of this.
You are giving me completely free path to create whatever I want.
Of course. We are not the cabal. Now, we would say here, as you are in your creative process, watch what you create, because you are going to manifest it much faster. The buffer period that has been there for a very long time, purposely, is going to be lifted more and more. So you are going to find more instant manifestation happening. And those of you that are participating in this experience and the ones that are coming the rest of this weekend, we hesitate to say this, and we hear James over there saying, no, no, don't say anything like that. But we are saying to you, you are going to experience changes. This is the way we're going to put it here. Changes as a result of going through these experiences this weekend. We have prepared for this. We have prepared you for this. And if you are new to all of this, and you are saying, but I haven't been here. I haven't been doing this. My dear brother or sister, you have been doing it anyway, or you would not be here. You see, you have been guided here. Each and every one of you have been guided to these experiences. You have been guided to this group. See? Are there any sharing here? And are you asking us to share who this is? Cynthia. What do we say in this circumstance almost always? Yes, that, and also, we do not like to spoil the surprise. If we tell you more of who this was for you, it would spoil the surprise. You are going to experience this particular one again in the not too far off future here. And the idea of these spectacles, it is not something that he needs. It is just something that he has donned, put on, purposely for a reason to appear to you. Special for just you. Does not need the glasses, though. In this vibration that you are on, in this ship, there is no such thing as bad eyes or anything of this nature. Okay, Rita?
Yes.
My dear, you are already seeing. You just do not know it. It is up for you to find it for yourself. But there is nothing stopping you. The doctors, those that have worked with you, say one thing, and they say this, and they say that. But if you believe what they are saying, then that is what is going to occur. And if they are telling you you have problem with your cornea, or if they are telling you you have problem with your retina, or if they are telling you you have to have something here done or something there done, and you believe it, then that is what will happen. You will need to have that. This goes also for those who have other maladies. We have heard from the discussions here, and yes, we have been listening in on your discussions here and there. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
We better be careful what we say.
Those of you that have diabetes and things of this nature, we have heard this a couple of times here. Those of you that have this, you are believing that you have it. One particular one is saying that she came in with this and she has to bear it. Well, yes, that was true, but not anymore. You don't need to have it anymore. None of you need to have any type of malady or sickness or disease or anything of this nature. If the doctors are telling you this, tell them, poppycock. We don't need this. There is no such thing as this. You are making this up because that is all they know. You have been programmed to believe that they know what they're talking about. They don't. You see? Consciousness. It is all about consciousness and vibration. And consciousness and vibration will heal anything within your physical body. Anything. Did not Yeshua prove that? Did he not cure the blind person? By rubbing some mud on his eyes? What would the doctor say about that one? See? So please, when you have this experience tomorrow evening, this healing experience, and we are going out on a limb here now, but there is that saying from Shirley MacLaine, you cannot reach the fruit at the end of the vine without going out on a limb. So we are saying to you now that as you are experiencing this tomorrow evening, this healing experience, believe it and you will see it. Anyone else wish to share here?
So if everything depends on the vibration.
Yes, I would like to share.
Hold, please. We have one person here talking, asking questions.
So if I want to believe, and I believe I can do it, my vibration raises higher so I can manifest that healing. Is that how it works?
Yes. The higher you raise your vibration, the more you raise your vibration, the more you know you're raising your vibration, the more there can be no type of malady of any kind.
So let me just double check on this because I really need it for you. I want the healing. And I believe I can do that. Therefore, by believing I can do it, I raise my vibration high enough to heal myself?
Yes.
Is that simple?
It is to us.
But it's not that simple.
It's not simple to you because you believe it is not simple to you. You believe from all of the programming you have come through, all of the doctors that have said that you have to have this medicine or this surgery, or you are incurable, or whatever they come up with. None of this is true. It is only true because you have believed it to be true. Let that go.
But, again.
There is no buts here.
No
buts.
Totally agree. And if the commission and the process is correct, because I show my healing. Therefore, I want to heal myself.
Yes.
And just with my desire and my positive belief that I can do it, it will manifest.
Yes. We're going to give you an example here. Many of you have heard of the one that is called Louise Hay. Did she not have terminal cancer? 3 months to live, or 6 months to live, as we find it. And she went to her doctor and told the doctor, no, I'm not going to take any of your chemotherapy or your radiation or any of that stuff. I am going to heal myself. And I'm going to go off for 3 months, and I am going to do everything that I know to do. And if at the end of the 3 months, if I am not healed, then I will go and do your various things that you want to do to me. And she went off. She changed her lifestyle. She left where she was living in the city, went into the country. She drank pure water. She changed her diet, all of these things. And 3 months later, guess what? No cancer. It was gone. And she wrote books about it. She has a whole publishing company from this. To see how it works, believe it and see it. Any other questions or sharing here?
So are you saying the disease?
Hello?
All around the world we see, you know, people think that, you know, I'm supposed to get through this part of my agreement or through channeling before. That's the experience you came here for, you signed up for. All that null and void moving forward?
All that is null and void moving forward, yes. Very good way of putting it. You have come here, you have done that, and you have finished it. This is why Sananda said you are at the finish line. If you are at the finish line, then how can you continue to have to deal with those things you came here to do? You see? Let it go. Everyone, let it go. You are done with this. Sananda says it. Astar says it. Archangel Michael says it. Saint Germain says it. Zora says it. So on and so on and so on. We are all saying the same thing. You are done with it. Be done with it. There's another but.
If you guys were here in your physical body, how did you guys deal with that shadow side of yourself, what we refer to ego? That all over the place, screwing around, when we try to, I'm not putting my ego down, but I'm just saying there is this constant battle of balance going on. So how did you guys deal with it when you were here in physical body?
When we were here in physical body, we had to deal with it just as you did and are. We moved through it by learning these secrets that we are giving you. We are giving you secrets. We are giving you what it took us lifetimes to learn. And we are giving this to you in just a few months, maybe years. All of it. You see, we didn't have anyone doing this for us. We had to, I speak now just of myself here. I had to go through the various training and discipline that would take one look at this in your bodies as you have now here and your lifestyle here, and you say, I can't do that. But of course, it was training that we went through. Day after day, week after week, month after month, we had to learn to breathe all over again. But breathe in the proper way to take in as much oxygen as possible. Oxygen is healing. You do not get the amount of oxygen that you need in your bodies. This was purposeful again by those of the cabal to keep this from you. Oxygen is healing, people. So we had to go through it in many much more harsh way than you are having to. But you are in the position where you do not have to do this as we did it. You are in the position where you are having energies coming into the planet that are helping you. these waves of energy, they are helping, they are assisting, they are moving you into higher vibrations, at times without you even knowing it is happening. But it is happening. Those of you that have already been to these advances, those of you that have already been to these, have you not been changed as a result of coming to these previously? Yes, we know you have. And if you are saying no, you are lying. You're not. See? Believe it and you will see it. The shadow side, as you have said, we had to deal with that as well. It is depicted in your movie, the Star Wars movie. Star Wars movie. Is it not? See, it is everywhere. And you have to work through it. But please understand, you are not getting rid of your ego. You are taking your ego with you, but you are taking your ego under your control. That's your higher self control. But the ego is a part of you. It is you. It is your personality. It's what makes you. It is your memories. But those memories, those programmed memories within you, are going to fade away. And eventually, you will come to a point in this lifetime of yours now, you are going to come up to a point where you will hardly even remember these last few years. You will be so far beyond all of this. Okay? No more buts?
Not now.
We'll be ready when you have the next one. We're feeling very wonderful here. If you have not noticed, the energies are spectacular here, people. They're exactly what we were hoping for. The energies would be here. Yes. Oh, please do not use that terminology here. No more terminology is this. It is killing me. I am sick and tired. See, you create this with your words.
So can we feel others by not believing and buying into the label of stage four terminal cancer that they say they have or have been given a medical establishment? If we have someone in front of us saying that about themselves and we don't believe it for them, can we cause them to heal?
No. You cannot. Because it is up to them to heal. It is up to them to want to be helped. You see, they go to the doctors for the help, do they not? And when they go to the doctors, they believe that they can be helped. If they believe they can be helped, in some respect, they can be helped. But not to the great degree that is possible here, that we are speaking of. So with you, with your understanding, with your awareness, if you come to someone who is in that stage four cancer, as you are saying, and they want to be helped, and they are open to being helped, and they don't want the old ways anymore, then yes, you can be helpful to them. If you believe, and if they believe, it is the same way Yeshua did the healing. He said many times, it is not me that doeth the healing. It is the Father who works through me. It is the I am presence within me. It is that I am presence that comes through and brings the healing energy. And you all have it. Everyone has it. Just have to know you have it. Just as he knew he had it. And those that he worked with brought this energy into, if they believed, he said, it is your faith that heals you. It is your belief. Not in me, but your belief in your own higher God source within you that is working through me. You see? Yes. Anything further here? We could go on all night here. And by the way, there is not going to be a transcription of these. You are going to have to listen to them again if you want to. We are not going to ask anyone to sit and transcribe them unless that one wants to do it. That is up to them. But it is not going to be necessary or even asked for on our part here. If there is a part of this that we wish for this, we will let you know here. Okay? Anything else here? Yes. Oh, wait. Please hear before you ask your question, Cynthia. There has been one that has been trying to get on here from the phone group here. You can ask your question, please, if you want to, those of you on the phone.
Yes. I would like to share. Thank
yes.
you. I only had a brief moment, a brief period to experience the New Jersey Olympics because my doggie wanted my attention. And he pulled me back a bit. But what I did experience is there was this unity of love that was very, very familiar to me. And we all were vibrating, maybe that's not the right word, at the same rate. We're all at the same vibration with everyone there. I felt like I was also visiting with my family. So I had family, loving family members around me who were with so much love coming towards me, hugging me, and there was instant communication, and their smiles on their faces were so beautiful. And one more thing, I also remember the energy in everything that was, sorry, that's my doggy.
Yes.
That was interacting with me and all of us. Every material, everything was so perfect, so warm to interact with, so inviting to interact with. It was just wonderful. And I also felt my beloved. And when I wanted to see him, my dog pulled me back.
Yeah.
So, and then one more thing, as I am now, I feel my, as if there is a white, a beautiful energy around me and within me. After you asked us to merge with our Merkava, this is what I'm feeling now. It extends pretty far, maybe more than an arm's length from me out, and it's out and about, and it's just part of me now.
Right. Wonderful. Very good for sharing. Did all of you hear this?
No.
Could not hear this. We will attempt to summarize it here. She spoke of those that when she was on the ship with all of you, that all that she came in contact with were directly connected to her, the same vibration. She felt the same vibration. She felt the connection to all there and her family. She connected with her family there. And even the one that she calls her beloved. But as she connected with her beloved, her doggie called her back. There into her room.
Yeah.
That was not quite the right moment for that. Huh? And then when she has returned to her body, as we gave here, that you merge your Merkaba vehicle back into your body, she described how she has done this, and she still feels very much connected to this, that it is a part of her. And this is what we were wanting here. We were wanting the Merkaba light body vehicle to be a part of you, to merge with you. So this
yeah.
is what she shared. It is unfortunate that you are not able to hear those that are on the phone here. We need
yes,
to
we,
work
we
on
cannot.
This for tomorrow evening here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
There's
afternoon.
One more thing. When you
Would
describe
please, please,
the ocean.
When, yes?
Yes, when you described the ocean, I
yes,
tried.
Yes, when you described the ocean.
I saw it, and I got a feeling for the water, and it is not like the water we know. It's not even salt water as we know it.
Yes. It is consciousness water.
Yes.
The water that you that we call the ocean, or what you would see as an ocean, is pure consciousness water. It connects with you. You are one
yes.
with it, and it is one with you.
Yes.
It is different than your water here. Although, please understand,
yes.
even when you find your water here, your pure springs and rivers that are purified, then do you not feel a connection to them at some level? Do you not feel more joyful around water? You see?
Of course.
This is the consciousness
yeah.
within the water. But this is going to grow greatly, because as the rivers and the oceans and the streams are all purified, come back to purity here in the earth, you are going to, again, feel the consciousness from the water and be able to merge with that consciousness. You see? Also with the rocks, the minerals, the plants, the animals, and of course people. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. I love you.
Yes, yes. Yes, the crystals were part of you, yes.
Isn't that a feeling of all of us being one? The one with everything.
Yes.
I felt that the first time.
Yes.
The friends of yeah, we were all one.
Have we not been saying over and over, be the one, be the one?
Sorry, no matter. It takes a little while for us to get it.
You find with us, we are very patient.
Thank you. Thank you so much for so many patience that you have had with us. Because I think I have asked many times a similar question. And then everybody is asking every single day about the argument. Your patience is infinite. Thank you.
And we thank you. Anything further here? We're getting near to releasing channel here.
Just a clarification. We are one with everything. The patient who has a terminal condition who doesn't believe in healing, that patient and I are one. I believe in healing. That should impact that. I should be able to heal myself because I believe in it. And we are both one. So it should work. So, yeah.
First of all, there are never any shoulds. That is number one. Number two, it will work for you, but it only works for the one who has the consciousness to make it work. For those who are still, what you would say, asleep, not yet awakened, they work at the level of consciousness that they are at. And if their consciousness still says that they need to have doctors and hospitals and all of these types of things to heal them, then that is what they will need. Because they will not be open to your energy types of healings, you see? But if they open up to these energy healings, and you are one with them, as you are saying, and of course they are one with you and you are one with them, and you believe you can bring your healing energy through into them. This is how the Reiki experience works. When one works Reiki energy on another. But when it works on another, that the other person has to have this belief system already. Or it will not work. Not to the optimum level. It might help for a little while. You might get rid of a few aches and pains, but they will return. Please understand, take a look. Look out at your society and see those that are still asleep. And where do you see them going all the time? Especially those who are considered the senior citizens. Where do they go? Hospitals, doctors. What do they have in their conversations? Oh, I'm going to my doctor today. Oh, I have to go in the hospital in a couple of weeks. Oh, I just hurt my leg. Oh, I need to have this experience or this operation. You see? And they make it worse and worse and worse for themselves. And when those of you who are awakened find yourself in those types of conversations, what is the first thing you want to do? Run! Run! We are joking here, of course. You must need to be loving and share with them, but you do not need to take on their unawakenedness.
That's one thing.
They're
here. Yes. Be around this energy and embrace it and have it of a love. I can have something that's growing a long time.
That is correct. That is right.
I don't want to be around that anymore.
Yes. We are needing to, as pleasant as this is now, we are needing to release channel here. We ask you, you are going to have an experience tomorrow afternoon with the one Susan who's going to be leading this. She has something planned, or they have something planned through her. And you're going to have an experience there that is going to lead to the next experience tomorrow evening. So if you have been on these advances before, you know that one leads to the next, to the next, to the next. This is all prearranged, all orchestrated for your benefit to move you along. And again, this is for you, those of you on the phone as well. This is not just for those here. We ask for as many as could be to participate in this. And we apologize for any difficulties with this communication system. We would like to just crash this entire communication system and use telepathy, but we do not think you are quite there yet. So we have to go with what you have available here. But we try to, we don't try, we do. We make do with what is available here. And we will continue to do so. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Amen.